in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Yeah.
Lose control. A body of soul.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. Waking up with the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited you're here today. We've got a full studio. I just love to roll like this. We got Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We had so much fun yesterday.
Surprise, surprise.
I know.
I said, Kim, can I come on Tuesday?
Are
too?
You kidding?
Would you
of
please
course.
Allow
yes.
me to enter the dome of whatever? I don't know.
That's it. He even brings his own microphone in case I don't have enough. I mean, who brings their own microphone? But anyways, and I've got my friend Marcia Hively.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. And USC won, so I'm very great.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was an amazing game. I actually watched that, too.
You know, we won by so much. It wasn't even fun to call my UCLA friends and harp on them. I just let it go.
Yeah, I would, too, if I were you. All right. And we got Jacob on the board. And we actually have some new fun here. We've got our Tuesday trivia that we've been talking about.
Tuesday trivia?
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, and it is.
I haven't been exposed yet.
Oh, guess get ready.
Well, nobody has. It's starting.
Well, we
today.
Have Rob Blaze, and he is the owners of Coffee News from Camarillo and Moore Park. And then we have Matt McCracken. It's like an Irish name, isn't it?
McCracken.
McCracken. Okay, there you go.
Sounds Scottish.
Okay, Scottish. Is it Scottish? Did I get it wrong?
Irish.
Oh, yeah. See? There you go. I was on it. Okay. Anyways, and he is Ventura Coffee News. And what a cool paper that...
I've seen that at the coffee
houses.
Yeah,
at everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
restaurants.
They're everywhere, I'm telling you.
When you're waiting for your waiter or waitress to come over, there's that great sheet there that...
I love them.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I brought
you a couple... I have to entertain myself at all times.
Me too. I know. And you know what? It's reading. That's what's fun. Instead of everybody being on their phones, you know, we go into a coffee shop and all my kids, my husband, everybody's got one.
Everybody's
texting. I don't
texting.
Know if that's, you know, but anyways, we're all reading it. So thank you for doing that. And I know, you know, I'm so excited to be affiliated with you guys and start our Tuesday trivia. So tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, well, Coffee News has been around since 1988. But I've actually been working with Coffee News here in Moore Park and Camarillo since for about the last 3 years. So, you know, we've been happily publishing Coffee News. Like you guys said, it's out in the coffee shops and restaurants all over town. And we're excited to work with you. And every Tuesday we're going to have some cool prizes to give away. We're going to use a question out of the Coffee News trivia section, which is at the very bottom of the paper. And we will be asking the question and taking calls. If you know the answer, get your phones ready.
Yeah. Let's give out the number right now at 805-639-0008.
Get your pencils ready. You're going to need that
one. Yeah, I'm giving everybody warning.
639-0008. Don't be shy. This is going to be a good thing.
Jacob's getting his pencils and everything ready to rock and roll. And Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself and your paper.
Well, I'm glad you let Rob speak first. I actually got involved in the Coffee News because I started seeing the paper that Rob published where I live in Moore Park. And we talked to Rob, we talked to some other publishers, and my wife and I decided to get involved. And it's been about a year and a half for us, and it's been a great learning experience. We really had a fun time all the way along. And agree with everything you say. We love to hear that that everyone's reading the paper. That's the primary goal. And it is definitely a fun paper to read.
So are you trying to get this in more coffee houses and places like that? Are you expanding?
Yes, absolutely. If you ever go to a coffee shop or restaurant or even a waiting room or lobby and there is nothing to read and you'd like to see the coffee news, we would love to hear from you. Just look us up on the internet, Coffee News, and you can find us there.
What I love is for the people reading it, it's a free publication, and it's all local things. So everything in it is local to where you are, which I love.
So it's relevant.
Right.
And not only that, you know, I love that Saturday with Small Business, you know.
I know.
Spend your money in where we live.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Hey, and I used to own a small business, and I'll tell you, it is really great when people support your business in the community.
I think you can order something on the internet for a buck and a half, but if you actually spend your money in town, it benefits you as well, and your neighbors and your community.
That's it. And you know, that could be your neighbor. That could be your family. That could mm-hmm. be your, you know, that's what it's all about. So that's one thing. Well, I want to welcome you. I forgot, right? I mean, we got kind of right into it. But
where
I
want
to welcome
Kim?
You to my show, The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And you can listen to us Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. And then again, we play from 1 to 2 if you just didn't have enough of us the first time.
Yeah, and you archive the shows on your website, right?
I do. We're a little behind right now, but we're actually, we're getting caught up. We had a little, you know, websites are tricky. I don't know. I don't think
I've ever updated mine.
Okay, well, there you go. So I rest my case.
That's not a great thing to tell people.
I know.
Well, no, I just don't know how to do those things.
You need to pay somebody local
in your community to
yeah,
work for you.
Definitely. So yeah. That's what it's all about. But anyways, we're going to be working on that. But not only that, you can find us on TuneIn Radio, right on all your phones. And also our Facebook is up, right? Jacob's got our Facebook. So you can Facebook us a question at Kim Pagano Show. We're on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show, and we are all over the place. We're trying to get out there to help everybody get connected, and that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, it is.
Is what a great time. Did you guys, anybody take part in Cyber Monday?
No.
No.
I didn't purchase anything.
Did you, Marcia?
I'm trying to think. Not intentionally, but I did.
Really?
Yeah, not for Christmas. I had to order something, so I guess I did, but...
Did you get a great deal?
I needed it, so no, I didn't care.
You don't, yeah.
You know, I am not a salesperson.
She's
not
at
all. I run from a sale. Not that I don't like to find something on sale, but if you see a big sign that says sale, I will not go in. I cannot stand it.
You're an anomaly.
Funny. Well, I used to work in retail for years and years and years, and the whole idea of people fighting for things just makes me crazy.
Well, that and
I don't need anything
that badly.
Marking
things up just so you can mark it down to fool people that it's now a value.
People buy a lot more than they need to. I only go and I shop like a man. I hate to say this, but I do. I decide what I want, I go get it, and I leave.
So you don't go shopping, you go buying.
I go buying. Yeah. I look, and yes, I'll look for
that
the best deal for
yesterday.
That, but I won't go to 300 stores. I may look in the newspaper or online to see who has the best price, but I won't go from shop to look for something. It makes me nuts.
Makes you crazy, huh?
Yeah, I hate it.
All right. Well, we have a great show, and so let's explain a little bit about our Tuesday trivia.
Okay, so... today is Tuesday, of course, and our Tuesday trivia is going to be one question, like I said, from next week's coffee newspaper.
Oh, so you can't cheat.
So it's a preview.
I like it. You guys got it.
So no one will have the answers with coffee news, and, to keep things legit, you know, you should refrain from using Google and just try to use your own brain to find the answer. Although we don't have any way to quality control that or to check that. We have the trivia, and you know, trivia has been popular back in the 70s. You know, the game Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, sure.
Everyone loved that game.
I always get that nervous feeling, though. I have to tell you, it's like, oh, am I not going to get this? You know, so you know,
I'm only good at certain subjects, but my husband and I are a great team.
See, there you go. That's it. My husband, I'm telling you, he is trivia.
So is Steve.
Ugh.
But he's not as good at, I'm really good at titles of books and plays and that kind of thing. He's really good at geography, anything to do with history. You know, so we really are good together.
Okay, and also we have tickets. Not only, but what's cool, we can actually put these all together, right, is we have tickets to the 2011 Ski Dazzle down in Los Angeles,
yes,
the Ski Show and Snowboard Expo.
You know, if you've never been to the Ski Dazzle Show, It is amazing. It's the world's largest ski and snowboarding expo. And all the representatives from all the ski resorts, the popular ski resorts in the United States are there. Dealerships, snowboards, skis. I mean, anything having to do with that outdoor winter sports is
there.
Are
you a skier?
I am. It's been a little while.
I think we're going to have great snow this year.
We are going to have fabulous snow this year. In fact, there's already snow on the mountains, and most of them have opened early.
And then you also get a lift ticket, don't you?
Yeah, this is really great. So the friends of mine over at the Ski Dazzle show that produce the show, and it's at the LA Convention Center this week. The 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the LA Convention Center. The tickets are normally $20 a piece, but you also get a free lift ticket to Big Bear Mountain or Snow Summit or Bear Mountain Resorts.
So even if you can't, do you have to go there to get the ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you do have to show up and redeem the ticket to get the lift ticket as well. So you get a lift ticket as well.
So but yeah, which we've is got more than $20, so.
God, oh, yeah, they're about a $56 value, I think, yeah.
There you go. That's what you find here on The Kim Pagano Show. So I
bringing
thank you.
Bringing value every day in every way.
That's right. All right. So should we take a really quick break? And when we come back, we'll figure out what our question is and we'll put it out there. Right now, what I'm going to do is give away 3 tickets to Ski Dazzle to the first 3 callers at 805-639-0008. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio. Stay with us. We got lots of stuff to give away.
Should I just keep chasing pavements even if it leads nowhere?
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here.
This is fun.
It is fun. It's just fun.
A lot of energy.
Yeah. We've got myself, Kim, and I've got Marcia. I've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I've got Matthew, and I've got Rob Blaze, and they are from the Coffee News.
Love coffee news.
I know. You got to, like, pick it up and check it out.
You know, I almost brought some coffee this morning. It would have been appropriate.
I know. So, yeah. But really, you know, really just a great local paper that is free to everyone, and you can find out what's happening out there. So what is our, we're doing our Tuesday trivia, if anybody's just tuning in right now.
Tuesday trivia, what's the prize?
Yes, the prize is a sitting and a free 8x10 portrait at Just Shoot Me Photography in Moorpark.
Perfect for the holidays. I'm looking for my holiday picture right now that, you know, we need that one more picture. Can I go out and call? No.
No, but we can't promise that they can get it done by the holidays. So
no, that is true. Yeah. But it is a great thing to have family, you know, pictures and stuff. So where are they located?
They're in Moorpark, California, and a full-service photography studio, and they do terrific work. And you can bring in your family, you can bring in the pets, you can bring in the whole family, just yourself, and you'll be very happy with the results, and they get a free 8x10 print as part of the prize.
That's terrific. Very cool.
I think they even have Santa in the studio, too.
Oh, wow.
There may be some time to squeeze it in just before the holidays to have a sitting with Santa.
There you go, if you got your little ones, right?
All right?
Or if you need to update your Facebook page, you could just go in there yourself. Nice professional shot. Yeah.
There you go. All right, so what we're going to do is every Tuesday we're going to be doing this. So you want to definitely tune in here on AM 1400 KKZZ. Positive Talk Radio at the Kim Pagano Show. So what is our question? And first I want to give out our phone number.
Yeah, there are people sitting there with a pencil itching for you to give it out. You want to give it out?
No, you can. Really? You do it great.
Okay, let's do my best radio voice. That's 805-639-0008.
Wait, could you do that again?
I can never do it the same way twice. I know. 805-639-0008 if you want to participate in the trivia.
Yeah, and you know what we'll do is we'll actually throw in two of these Ski Dazzle tickets for a second runner-up. Okay, so what is the question?
Okay, here's the question. According to the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what did my true love send to me on the 10th day?
The 10th day. 805-639-0008.
Okay, repeat it one more time. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you can win a free sitting over in Moorpark at
Just Shoot Me Photography.
Sounds scary, you know.
Just
but,
shoot me.
Yeah, and also a couple tickets to the Ski Dazzle, the 2011 Ski Dazzle down in Los Angeles, the ski show and snowboard. So what is it again?
So here's the question. According to the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what did my true love send to me on the 10th day?
On the 10th
I can hear everybody singing the song.
I know, you almost have to. I won't do that for you guys, okay? All right, so I know that we have a guest going to be coming on at about 8:30, so stay with us. We've got actually Chef Roberto, help me out with this, Santibanez, and we're going to be talking about some holiday cooking, right?
So the holiday season really is full on here, right?
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this yesterday of like not being stressed, really being in the moment, right? I woke up stressed, more stressed than I started with. Dr. Stephen Trudeau told me to breathe. I'm breathing. That's all I've been doing is breathing, okay?
It takes me a little while to get into it.
You're glowing.
So sweet.
But it can be stressful.
Yeah, I feel like I was all organized yesterday, and today I'm not anymore.
And it's all at your own anticipation of yourself and your what you think you're supposed to do for Christmas. It's not nobody else imposes it on you. You do it yourself.
Yeah.
And if you accept that stress is a normal part of life, it's not about eliminating stress, not about having no stress, having a perfect holiday with nothing to be stressed about. It's about what you do with it when the stressful moment arises. You are going to get a flat tire at some point. You are going to miss the sale at some point. How you handle that is really, really important.
Right, absolutely. It's all about...
That's why I say breathe.
And well, and it can be a lot of fun, too. I mean, just, I love to decorate. Well, I'm a floral designer, so I have a heads up on most people. But I do love to decorate my house and have it looking beautiful. And my kids do talk about how their impression of Christmas is partly the warmth of at home.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you know, Coffee News is the perfect stress release mechanism because it's actually designed to be 100% positive. There's no bad news in Coffee News. So
I like that.
Newspaper or some I other like things, when you pick them up, you read a lot of bad stuff. Coffee News is guaranteed to brighten up your day. There's always something to make you smile, always something in there to entertain you, and you know, it's all good stuff, and that's part of the design of it from the creator, Jean Dom.
And now tell us about her. What made her decide something like this? You know, I love the journey of people and what their background is.
Yeah, well, she was a very creative Canadian lady who, back in 1988, had the idea to create a newsletter and to distribute it around the town. And in Canada, she started this paper.
I believe she was sitting in a restaurant, and she was so bored having nothing to read, she actually was reading the ingredients or the writing on a packet of sugar.
That's ingredients?
Exactly.
And was it that artificial sweetener?
Yeah, it has to be, because sugar, what is the ingredient? Sugar.
Well, back in 88, I don't know what they had, but... But yeah, she was bored, and she was like, people need something to fill this gap. They need something to entertain themselves while they're waiting. So that's the whole idea. The niche is the waiting niche, and her idea was to bring light, to bring good news, and make people smile, make people laugh, entertain people.
Why don't you tell us how, if you want to advertise in it, if you have a local business and you would like to advertise in Coffee News, how would you do that?
Sure. Well, Coffee News, it is a franchise publication, so if you're interested in the Moore Park or Camarillo areas, you would call 805-813-0166 or go to our website at 805coffeenews.com. And if you're in Ventura, interested in the Ventura area, then Matthew would be able to help you with that.
And the contact number for my office is 805-208-1294. And our website is VenturaCoffeeNews.com.
You know, I'm not seeing a lot of empty spaces here. You have to reserve your spot early, don't you?
Well, we do have some space available, so if you want to get in.
That is one of the things that I like about it, because you only pick one
of each kind of business.
Right. There's only one business allowed per category. So
I like it.
So once we have a car dealer, that no more car dealers are in there. So.
Or a radio
And, you know,
show.
I got to say, because I've said before, I used to own a business, and everybody and their mother asks you to advertise, and it's hard to pick what is good. But if you can find a local place that serves local people that people see daily, that is kind of your goal.
Yep. And Coffee News actually is a weekly publication, so every week there's a new issue out there on the streets, and it keeps people interested and keeps people coming back.
That's great. Okay.
So I know that we had several callers and we had one winner, but let's repeat the question so that maybe, you
sure.
know.
We'll see if anyone in here
will say
Tuesday,
the answer.
I think we talked about the answer, so that's not really fair. But
we didn't talk about it yet.
I thought we did.
No.
Okay.
So. Uh-uh. The question is, in the 12 days of Christmas, the song, what did my true love send to me on the 10th
Do you have
day?
A true love?
I don't want what they sent.
I think everyone has a true love.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, so our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We actually we have two more tickets to give away.
Nice.
Of the Ski Dazzle.
Yeah, we've got more tickets to Ski Dazzle 2011, the snowboard and skiing exposition at Los Angeles Convention Center this weekend. Actually, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, so that's like the best of everything that you can,
Yeah, if you want to see the newest, the best.
But not only that, because then you get your ski lift tickets.
Yeah, well,
right?
And that's the thing. When you bring in these admission tickets that are $20 each, then you get a lift ticket to your choice of Bear Mountain Resorts, Snow Summit, or Big Bear Mountain.
There's okay. some good spots.
Yeah. And also, you know, at Ski Dazzle, they have a used equipment sale. They have this huge section where you can buy last year's stuff.
Wow.
That's gently used. And great bargains there as well.
Ooh, really? So people can pick up some really good deals?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the kind of guy that I'm not going to go buy a brand new pair of parabolic skis. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
Because I don't ski often enough to make it worth my while.
Absolutely.
I go because I enjoy it. I like being outdoors. It's winter sports, you know. But I'm not going to go every weekend, you know, all through winter.
Right. So why do you want to invest in
brand
new
ones? And I may not go next year or the next year because life gets in the way. So I would rather either get something used or even rent.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. Life gets in the way. We are talking about holiday stress and
yeah.
how not to be stressed. Tell me, how do I not be stressed?
Well, the stress part is if you can eliminate that idea as it being either good or bad. Stress is. Getting married is stressful. Mm-hmm. Buying a house is stressful. Going to a concert is stressful. There's all kinds of stresses
getting
in our
lives.
Getting
your kids out for school in the morning is stressful.
You're having them do their homework.
You know,
is
cooking
stressful.
Breakfast,
yeah,
all of that
there's
stuff.
There's a lot of little things that
so
are stressful too.
There is. And yet that is life. This is the real life that we are living. And so what you do is how to process it, how to deal with it, how to be aware that things are going to happen, things are going to come up, and how are you going to respond? Are you going to feel like a victim, or are you going to feel like you are empowered to respond with a set of skills to life's challenges? You know, lowering your voice instead of raising your voice when you feel stressed. Don't yell, lower your voice. It's amazing how your children will respond to a whisper because it really freaks them out.
You know what's funny is my husband is not a yeller. He's just a very even-keeled person, but sometimes he needs to raise his voice a little bit. And I said, Steve, why do you like lower your voice when you're trying to make a point? He goes, I'm drawing them in.
Ooh,
ooh,
nice.
He's really that's a good tactic. And yeah. and we've had guests on that are, you know, that write books on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they say when you lower your voice. See, you guys are all trying to listen. No.
I think sometimes that's your family just doesn't listen to your voice at all. I mean, you know,
they tune it out.
They totally tune it out.
Yeah.
So
well,
change
you,
the voice. Do
well,
it,
did you watch the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown Christmas special?
No.
Every
I've
year,
seen it a
I've got.
Times,
I've, you've seen it a million times. And what do the adults sound like in any Charlie Brown special? That is what your voice sounds like to your children.
So here, I have a question: is you know, what if you're being pulled in all these different directions? How do you make sure you get to each one of them?
Prioritize.
Okay.
Set limits. Set boundaries.
Oh, good. We actually have a winner on the line right now. Let's see. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, what's your name?
Juan.
Nice.
Hey, Juan.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
All
so
right.
what is the
10th
answer?
Day of Christmas.
Yeah.
The 10th day of Christmas. What did my true love bring to me?
On the 10th day of Christmas, the Lord's were a-leaping.
They were a-leaping.
They were a-leaping.
All right. Congratulations. All right. So.
Thank you.
You're so good, Jacob. All right.
Up
perfect. Well, thank you so much and keep listening. And we're going to get your address and your phone number and everything so we can send that to you.
Yep.
Congratulations,
your email,
Juan.
Email address, especially if you. If
yeah,
you have
and
email
your
address,
email.
We,
there you
we
go.
Can send it directly.
We'll just send. Yeah, that's
into
perfect.
Your email
we'll
address.
Do. Yep. We'll send it right on over. Okay. And
you guys have a great holiday. Thank
all
you.
Right. And tell your friends about our show.
Yes. Happy
absolutely.
Holidays.
All right. Thanks so much, Juan. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. So
this year, Hanukkah is late.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's in the end of December
that's
versus
right.
the beginning of December. And Christmas is the same day, obviously. But it everybody is doing things at the same time now.
Yeah, so. It's starting to feel that stress coming on. But
I like
we
it,
actually,
though.
Yeah.
It kind of adds to the movement. I think the biggest problem with Christmas is your own anticipation and your own. Like, you have to make things perfect for everybody in your family.
I'm no
and
longer
can't
perfect,
be perfect
anywhere.
Nothing
you're
can be
right.
perfect.
Do you take time out to take care of yourself, though, at the same time, or do you drop all that stuff?
No, I have to. I was ill a couple years ago, as you know. But and so, for me, my priority is not to get, well, I had cancer, so obviously I can't cause cancer again. But just, I've learned through that, if you don't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of anybody else.
Very good.
I do.
Well, we actually have a Chef Roberto Santibanez. Did I say it right?
Totally.
I like it. I've been practicing all
morning. Are you from Southern California?
I'm a Valley girl, okay.
Totally.
But we're really excited because I want to hear some of your great recipes. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome.
Well, I was born and raised in Mexico City. And I grew up in the typical Mexican family that just leaves to eat and cook. We had a lot of fun and a lot of great cooks in my family. My aunts, my grandma, my mom, everybody in my household was really very talented, and I was very fortunate to grow up there. And ever since, you know, I've dedicated my life to food, and I then went to school and went to culinary school, and then moved up to the United States probably 15 years ago, and I've been writing cookbooks and making restaurants, and pretty creative life there.
So you're going to give us some tips to have a stressful, hassle-free holiday party, right?
Stressful.
You guys I'm stressed.
Hassle-free is a little bit a stretch, I guess.
Okay.
There's always a little bit of hassle, but if you need to, I heard a little while ago that you need to prioritize. Somebody said that?
Yeah. Yes.
Here, I think you need to plan.
I agree with that.
You know, if you choose your recipes ahead of time, you read through them, you go to the end, and probably the recipe says can be done and frozen, you know, so why don't you do that, you know, just cook ahead a couple of days, you know, I can see these moms and dads out every day with that same day with a car full of groceries, trying to cook at the same time is crazy.
Well, and sometimes things taste better if they... Like sauces taste better if they're made a day or two in advance.
Ooh, good point.
Soup, you can get creative. You know, some of the things we have now here at the studio, you know, made with avocados. I mean, avocado is a great ingredient.
That's one of my favorites. We should have had you in studio.
a little Christmas guacamole.
Yeah. In fact, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Rob Blaze, and we've got Matthew, McCracken from Coffee News. We've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We've got Marsha Hively. We've got Jacob on the board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008, and we actually still have two more tickets to a couple can go to the Ski Dazzle show. So we're going to give those out. I'll give out the phone number one more time, 805-639-0008. And we are talking to Chef Roberto Santibanez. And we're talking about learning
food.
Quick, healthy recipes. I know. I love it. So
what is one or two recipes or ideas you can give us that will... You know, if we wanted to do a Mexican feast for a party or a get-together, what would be your first must-haves?
Well, one thing we made with a lot of was received really well was a guacamole. Like, sounds typical, but we added diced apples and roasted pecans to it.
Oh, how fun.
To guacamole?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the little
twist. So give us the whole recipe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have to... First, get a mortar or one of those little food processors, the mini ones.
Okay.
And you have to grind to a paste a roasted serrano pepper or a jalapeno pepper.
Okay.
No seeds, though.
A little bit of onion, a little bit of cilantro, and salt. You make that paste, and then you toss in one avocado, and you add a few tablespoons, almost a quarter of a cup of diced apples, and you roast some pecans. And you put them in, and it's delicious, you know, because if you have the guacamole first, you need to make sure that it's, like, well-seasoned, so it's nice and spicy and a little salty, and then you add the apples, and it adds a crunch and a sweetness, so you would imagine that that's a great bite, you know?
Can you tell us what the easiest way to roast the peppers is?
I'm so glad you just asked that. I was going to ask that, but then I didn't want to be stupid on my own on my own show here. You know,
I'm just thinking of things people may not know how to do.
Right, that's exactly.
The best way is to put a dry skillet on to high flames and do that.
Okay, but you do need to be careful if you're going to do that, not to put your face over the flame. Because, no, I'm not kidding. The fumes from peppers can really burn your eyes and your nose.
Really?
So you need to, stand back a little.
Right, and, my daughter was just doing a jalapeno, and somehow I guess she had washed her hands, but she still had some on there. Oh, my gosh, she called me up saying, Mom, how do I get this burning feeling stopped?
Oh, wow.
But what did she do? She just... scratch her eye or something?
Yes.
Oh, that can be
so
bad.
Go ahead, Matthew. I know
Matthew with the coffee news here. I just was wondering if is that a very spicy guacamole or is it very mild?
No, it actually, you can make it as spicy or as mild as you want to, depending. Like, I don't take the seeds or the veins out of my chiles because I'm Mexican. So
yes.
Exactly.
on the other hand, no seeds included.
So then, that makes my guacamole spicy.
Yeah.
I love how you say it. Say it one more time. Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Do the seeds add some spiciness, right?
Tamarsha bell peppers are spicy.
No, I like spicy food, but I don't want to be crying while I'm eating. There you go.
And then, if you take the seeds out and stuff, you make it a little milder. So you can actually, or you can add less chile or more chile. But the thing is that they also provide great flavors. So you don't want to cut down too much,
I love it. Now, you talk about what are the key ingredients that you should have handy to prepare a Latin dish. What are those?
I think you have to start with chiles.
Okay.
Cilantro.
Mm-hmm. I always have cilantro. I love cilantro.
Uh-huh. Onions. Of course, avocados.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Okay.
And you got it.
Those are pretty simple.
How about limes?
Yeah, limes.
Limes. Yeah, I
need limes. Limes are lower.
So you just
place.
Need an avocado tree, and you need and a lime tree.
And in California,
you're all good.
In California, we have all of that right in our backyard.
All my neighbors have those. I'm like waiting for mine. That's going to be my Christmas present.
Roberto, tell me, what is a Christmas tamale?
It all depends. I mean, where does the person come from?
Oh. You're right. Yeah. I used to go to a church in Santa Ana in Orange County that had a large Hispanic population, and they would have like a tamale contest. There would be people, they have a lot of different people from different, it was so great, and we all benefited.
Different people from different regions make tamales for the season differently. Like, for example, in my house, we won't have savory tamales for Christmas. They were always either chocolate tamales or strawberry tamales.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you just got everybody here. So how do you make a chocolate tamale?
Oh, my God.
Or a pineapple tamale. Oh, my gosh. Those sound amazing.
The strawberry tamale is my favorite.
Strawberry.
It's actually really simple. You make, you cook strawberries with a little sugar, and you create sort of like a syrup. With that, and you put that into your masa. You have your masa, you have your butter, and you add that strawberry thing to the tamale.
To the actual tamale.
To the masa, right. Mm-hmm. And then you steam them.
Wow.
Would you eat that?
Are a few recipes that, in Mexico to do that. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dessert to me. Is that the appropriate time to eat that?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds amazing. I could start right
there. That sounds like breakfast to me.
Honestly, everybody here is trying to think, what Latin friend do I know that can come over and make tamales and help me make tamales?
Forget you guys. I'm making friends with Roberto.
You'll be surprised. We're making also this enchiladas that are stuffed with avocado, with guacamole, and then they're covered in a sauce. Made with beef and chile guajillo.
Oh my God.
This isn't fair. Next time you have to come in the studio and you're bringing food with you.
And Roberto, where are you?
I'm in New York City right now.
A little far.
You can come on over.
Yeah.
Okay, they have something called fast mail. You can send it over. I'll reheat it.
Roberto, how did you get started? I know you said that all your family is part of, they're all in fabulous cooks, right?
Right.
But what made you actually go into being a chef?
I think, I was very young, and this was the early 80s, and there was not a lot of kids that wanted to do that, you know? So I, you know, had a couple of aunts and uncles that, well, sort of like very well traveled, and they always used to say, you know, people in other parts of the world do this as a career, you know? And it started really igniting me. And when I finished college, I said to my parents, you know, this is what I'm going to do.
That's great.
That is great. And now you have your own restaurant.
Yes.
It's Follow Your Passion Day.
It is. Yeah, I love that. And you have your own book.
Yeah, two of them now.
Oh.
Why don't you tell us what your books are? So
yeah,
people
what's the name?
Look,
I didn't get
recipes.
Them yet, obviously. So they're probably in the mail to me.
The book is called Truly Mexican. That's my latest book.
Truly Mexican. Hmm.
You can find it anywhere. Just put it in the computer, and Google it, and it'll come up.
Okay.
Is your restaurant local here to us in Ventura County?
No.
No, he's near JFK Airport.
Oh. Yeah. And so what would be your simplest holiday recipe in your new cookbook?
In the new cookbook, I think there are a few, like the guacamole with apples and pecans. That's in the cookbook.
Okay.
I love that.
That sounds amazing.
And you have to taste the other one, which is
Do you use
guacamole.
A green apple or a red apple?
You can use both. We use green here.
Mm. And do you have a website?
Yes. I have my own website, which is robertosantibanez.com.
Okay.
And for the recipes that we've spoken here, you can also go to theamazingavocado.com.
Theamazingavocado.com.
And can you friend Kim Pagano on the Kim Pagano Show? And
yeah,
maybe
on Facebook.
Post those
and will you
recipes?
Post that one of those recipes so I can share you with everyone? Great idea, Marcia.
That's a great, yeah.
Okay, because I know that I'm going to have somebody make it. I hope that at one of the parties that I go to, that will be, or else I'll bring that. That would be good.
You can pose a cheesecake.
Ooh.
You know what I love? My sister-in-law family is Hispanic, or actually from Mexico. And each person in the family has a specialty. And as, you know, for Christmas Eve, they each bring their specialty. And one year, Roberta wrote all of their family recipes in a notebook and then got my parents' family recipes. And she, you know, put them all in a notebook and gave them to us for Christmas. And
ooh,
it was
a
such a great
expression
of the two families molding. I just loved it.
What a great tradition. I really like that.
And those are things that you're going to keep forever.
Exactly. You know? And the thing that was really great, if anybody wants to do this, she put like 5 copies of the recipe, of each recipe, in, you know, those clear binder things. So if somebody asks you for the recipe, you just pull it out and give it to them.
Nice.
It was so wonderful. Yeah. And I still have, you know, a couple copies of each, and then I copy them, put them back in, and every time I make them, I just hand them out.
Oh, that's a really good idea for recipes. All right. Well, Roberto, I love all your ideas. And if you can post that on my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, that would be great so I could share you with everyone.
Okay, well, I can't do it right now, but
I'll do it
as soon as I get to the computer.
You got it. I know you're in the kitchen right now, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you have a great holiday, and I'd love to have you back and talk more about all your
Please
great...
Yeah, when you're on the West Coast,
That's
you got to come
right.
in here.
Yeah.
Please invite me, and I'll come over.
You got it. You are invited.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to open up our lines for one more. Do we have one more? Are we good? We do. We have two more tickets. So that's for 2 people to go to the 2011 Skedazzle. So we've given away everything else, and we're good to go. So,
yeah.
All right. 805-639-0008. And what we'll do is you just need to know the answer, which we've already given it out, but give us a question one more time, for we are talking about Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday.
Sure. The question is, according to the famous Christmas song, 12 Days of Christmas, what did my true love send to me on the 10th day?
All right.
And the answer was?
Well, we're going to
see if somebody else knows the answer.
Yeah, we're going to let them call in because we've got a lot to give away.
Anybody who just tuned in,
yeah.
805-639-0008.
So you can cheat if you've been listening the whole time, or you can, if you just started.
All right. And that is from Coffee News. So we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it doesn't. Stevenson's day.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
It's The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano at gmail.com. That's kimpagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, at gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you and congratulations to all the winners out there. We had lots of, and I think we have one set left of Skedazzle.
Another pair of tickets
for
Skedazzle.
Yeah, do you want to wait? No, because it's this weekend, right?
It's this weekend, yeah, and we want to mail them off to you and get them in your hot little hands. The Skedazzle tickets are to the Skedazzle show at the L.A. Convention Center Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Amazing events. They've got stunt shows and music and displays for all the ski resorts and equipment and, you know,
and
the
lift tickets.
Lift tickets and the latest technology. And, oh, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Really an amazing show. I mean, who would have ever thought that you would have, like, a convention for ski equipment? You know what? You strap on a couple of pieces of wood and you point them downhill, right? Apparently not.
Obviously not.
I'm going to give my safety thing. Please have your kids wear helmets.
Yes.
Oh, I know. I know.
Kids? How about everybody?
Well, I wear a helmet too, but yeah. I mean, some
people. Do you ski, Marsh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm a terrible skier and I love it. And I don't care.
I just let
everybody go down the hill and I go down at my own pace.
Snowplow the whole way.
No, yeah. I don't snowplow, but I don't go quickly because I didn't start learning to ski. Okay, here's the deal. I didn't start till I was 48.
Wow.
Or 47.
See, and that's really
that,
a good
year?
Message.
No, 3 years ago. 4 years ago. So 46.
He was trying to give you a compliment.
I know. Okay. Well, I know well aware I'm 50, okay?
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, so I didn't start till I was late, and I'm not bad at it, but the best thing to do is get lessons. Go, and at the beginning of every season, if you haven't skied for a while, go take a lesson, and it just gets
kinda
your confidence
like a fresh up. Right?
And I think you get hurt because you're not confident or you're overconfident either way, and... So, you know,
well, and many accidents are avoidable if you pay attention. I've seen people who seem to know what they're doing and they stop in the middle of the run. They just kind of turn sideways and stop and look back up the hill.
And here comes somebody plowing down behind
you.
And
they are now, in effect, they've just planted themselves like a tree in the middle of the run where nobody's expecting a tree to be. And so,
well, or the people that lose their boards. I've seen a lot of accidents that way.
Well, yeah,
I do like that people are kind of separating. The snowboarders tend to gather more at the pipe, and the snow skiers tend to be more on the other side. So.
Well, let's give out our phone number. So we do have, one more set of
tickets. A pair of tickets to the Skedazzle show worth $20 each, as well as when you redeem them, you can get a lift ticket for Snow Summit, Bear Mountain Resorts, or Big Bear.
There you go. I can't wait to go and be up
like
in there. And
$56
have a
piece.
Yeah. So
tickets.
The phone number here, Jacob's ready. Are you ready? 805-639-0008. And we've had so much fun with our Tuesday trivia, which we're going to be doing that. We've also got Fun Friday. Giovanni's going to be coming on. Steve's going to be back on.
Yeah,
right? You just
love
us. You're standing in for me. I love
fun
it.
Fun Friday.
Fun Friday. So we're definitely going to be giving stuff away on Fun Friday again.
Well, you have Motivational Monday.
That's right.
You have Trivia Tuesday.
That's right.
Wonderful Wednesday.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Tricky Thursday.
Fabulous,
I don't know. Okay.
Fabulous Thursday.
Hey, be careful how you say that.
Fabulous. Why not?
That's it. But you know what? We are at the end of the November, right? And how do you guys spend? What is the one thing that you spend with your holidays with your family? Yeah. What is there something that you do that?
What do you think, Rob? What's your family tradition?
Every year we. At about this time of year, we're going to get a tree and decorate the Christmas tree. That's
do you cut it down?
Do
you have a,
We usually just go to a place that has a bunch of trees. You pick it out, and they bag it up for you. And
put it on your car, and they're good to go.
I love the smell of a tree in the
house. The house smells nice after that.
Yeah, there is something about a fresh tree. How about you, Matthew?
This is appropriate for when you have children, but every year on Christmas Eve, we'll make reindeer bait. And
how fun.
We'll go into the spice cabinet or the pantry.
So you make your own cookies.
It's not even cookies. We just mix like oatmeal and sprinkles from,
because
like Kim,
reindeers cannot eat cookies.
Topping sprinkles.
They
like a reindeer granola.
I don't know that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Reindeer granola. And then the kids can go outside and sprinkle it around. And
how cute. How old are your kids?
Well, they're a little old, getting a little too old to do it now, unfortunately, but 18, 16, and 9.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm sure they still do it. But
Of course.
Yeah. How about yours?
It just makes you like a child. Christmas season just makes you childlike, and you're filled with wonder. We used to like to go up to do the Fillmore Christmas train and ride with Santa, the Polar Express there. That was really neat. Don't know what we're going to be doing this year, but I think it's traditional, just the family get-together, the sharing of food and stories. Boy, my family talks up a storm. They love their stories.
I bet. I wonder, what do they say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Because I love Dr. Stephen Trudeau's stories.
Fabulous storytellers from my grandmothers to my parents, my generation, and going to try and get Devin into telling some stories, too. So,
there you go. Yeah. Stories are our past. It's fun to talk about, our traditions and stories. So how about you, Marsh?
So mine's a little different because I am a professional floral designer. I don't really let my kids decorate the Christmas tree, but they do have some ornaments that are just theirs that they have had, they made throughout the years with their pictures on them. And so after I get the Christmas tree mainly decorated, then at the end we all come together and there's always stories around those pictures. And I mean, they're just little ornaments. There's only like five each, but they just love it.
Are they handmade? Or?
Yeah, they made them in kindergarten or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was real. And there's one. And this is a great idea for anybody, and it may be a kindergarten teacher if you're listening. The preschool my kids went to, they took pictures of our kids with a little halo on in their hands in prayer form, and then they made wings out of batting.
Mm-hmm.
They go on the back of it, so it looks like your child's an angel.
My kids are angels.
Cute. And then they put them on little gold thread, and those are their favorite ornaments. I mean, I have some beautiful ornaments, and they could care less about any of the ornaments that we've bought.
But those they love are their those
and
ones,
they,
huh?
And they vide for where they're going to put them on the tree. You know, they have
prime real estate.
Yes, prime real estate, so that their pictures show. And it is, really important to them.
All right. How about you, Jacob?
Well, I've had the chance to experience two different types of Christmases, since 2 years ago. So I experienced the American way and then the Latin American, because I'm Latin. And this year I'm going to spend Christmas with both of them. So it's really, really exciting. And it's really, really not that different from each other, But the first year I spent Christmas with the family I'm living with right now, they had, it was really like a something new to me. You know, it was like they had like the little money thing that they have, like the little boxes, the stockings, food all over the place.
It's
the,
those like one day, every day.
you get $1 each day, and it's like really, really good. And then
or
with my
it's called Advent. Some people do chocolate calendars. Some people just put little ornaments on.
I think that's a really cool idea.
I mean, it's great. I mean, you get to the importance of Christmas for me is to spend with family. You know,
so well, the other and to me, the other side of Christmas is definitely faith based. So it's very important to us. We're Episcopalian, but it doesn't really matter what. And it's very important to us that we celebrate the Advent calendar. And on Sundays, we have a family dinner and we light the Advent calendars and we, you know, talk about tradition. And that's
what is
really
the
important.
Advent calendar stand
Advent
for?
Is well,
there a
Advent
meaning behind it.
Yes, the season of Advent is the four Sundays before Christmas, which basically you're leading up to Jesus's birth, but you're talking about different parts of your faith. And in the church calendar, I think the Catholic Church is the same way. I was brought up Catholic and Episcopalian. The church is stripped. So there is no flowers in the church during Advent. So that on Christmas, when Jesus was born, that it's, you know,
that's
an event.
When the flowers show up.
Right. And sometimes we forget that this isn't just all about presents and decorations. This is about, for many people in this country, whether you're Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah or whether you're Christian and you celebrate Christmas, it really is about a renewal of your faith.
Right.
And so, you know, and for anybody that doesn't have a faith, maybe you can just think of something spiritual. And I'm not talking about God, because if you don't believe in God, it's fine too. But just give to other people.
Giving season.
The giving season.
And that's really what it should be called, the giving season.
And that's where your blessings lie. Right. It's not in what you receive, it's what you give.
Right. And as a matter of fact, our favorite tradition every year is giving to other people that we adopt a family or.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right. Well, gosh, this has gone by so fast. Again, I want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you to all my sponsors. And thank you, Rob and Matthew, for being a part of our show.
Thank you for having us.
And for letting me be a part of your magazine, your newspaper.
Look for the coffee news.
Yeah,
look
definitely.
And if you don't see the coffee news, demand it.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
I want my coffee news.
Yeah, and you'll see my ad in there. I am definitely a part of that. Yes. So, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, thank you so much for being here.
As always, a pleasure.
And thank you for all the tickets. Marcia, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. And Jacob. Great job on the board. All those phone calls, I appreciate it. And all those winners, good job. We've got more stuff. So just keep calling up here, and you could be a part of it so that it just enters you.
Join the Kim Pagano family.
That's right. Also, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, remember that the misfortunes hardest to bear are those that never happen. And make them happen.
Yeah.
Make them happen. You know, so many people put things off. That was one of the things we never got around to talking about it. But, you know, is don't put off what you can do today. It just goes on another list.
Yeah. You know, you're busy this holiday season, but find the time.
That's it. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.